AP Sports, I'm David Schuster. There were 8 games on the NBA slate Wednesday night, and we start out west with Steph Curry up to his old tricks, as correspondent Ryan Leong reports.
Coming off a 52-point loss to the Celtics on Sunday, the Warriors bounced back in a big way as they closed out the game, leading by 35 points in a 125-90 win over the Bucks. The Warriors are 10th in the standings, but they've won 14 of their last 18 games. Stephen Curry with a game-high 29 points. Jonathan Kuminga added 20. The Bucks' loss ends their 6-game win streak. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 23 points with 7 rebounds and 6 assists. Damian Lillard and Bobby Portis Jr. each with 20 points for Milwaukee.
Elsewhere, Orlando made it 5 straight wins, handing Washington its 16th straight loss, 119-109. Jaren Jackson had 30 points. Memphis, a 115-109 winner in Philadelphia. Kawhi Leonard scored 28 as the Clippers defeated Houston 122-116 for coach Tyronn Lue.
You know, especially in the second half, you know, scoring, 78 points in the second half. Offense got to going, did with a little better pace. And then, you know, defensively, just not giving up any fast break points in the second half, which was good for us.
Other games, Chicago squeaked by Utah, 119-117. Oklahoma City outscored Portland, 128-120. And Sacramento got 44 points from De'Aaron Fox, beating the Lakers, 130-120. College basketball, 5 of the top 10 teams saw action Wednesday night, including number 1 Houston, a 67-59 winner over Central Florida. Elsewhere, number 2 UConn improved to 27-3 with a 74-67 win at number 8 Marquette. Number 4 Tennessee wrapped up the Southeast Conference regular season title with a 66-59 win at South Carolina. And number 6 Iowa State finished its home season at 18-0 with a 68-63 win over BYU. Lots of happenings both on and off the ice in the NHL. We begin in the Mile High City with Bruce Morton reporting on Denver and Detroit.
The heavy hitters did the heavy lifting as the Avalanche destroyed Detroit 7-2. Cale Makar led the way with his first career hat trick and an assist.
I've never had a hat trick since before junior, and it's been a long, long time before that. I've had a lot of two-goal games, but yeah, it was just a different vibe tonight. It was pretty cool.
Nathan MacKinnon ran his home ice point streak to 31 games with a goal and 3 assists. Line mate Mikko Rantanen helped out with 4 helpers. While Colorado has won 4 of 5, the Red Wings saw their 3-game road win streak come to a halt.
Elsewhere, Austin Matthews notched the game winner in overtime as Toronto defeated Buffalo 2-1. For Matthews, it was goal number 54 on the season, and one other game, Anaheim outskated Ottawa, the final there 2-1. Off the ice, a busy day of transactions ahead of Friday's trade deadline. Correspondent Gethin Kulba has more.
Stanley Cup contenders aren't waiting around until the NHL trade deadline to shore up depth for the playoffs. The league-leading Florida Panthers got deeper on the wing by acquiring Vladimir Tarasenko from Ottawa. Connor McDavid's Edmonton Oilers added a pair of centers in Adam Henrique and Sam Carrick from Anaheim. The New York Rangers added a player they coveted in Alex Wenberg from Seattle, and Colorado loaded up by getting defenseman Sean Walker from Philadelphia and center Casey Mittelstadt from Buffalo in separate trade.
And Gethin will be back shortly with pro football news, which is coming up. Lots of pro football news Wednesday. A roster purge by the Buffalo Bills headlined a busy day of moves across the NFL. Gethin Kulba is back with details.
The Buffalo Bills are releasing veteran safety Jordan Poyer, cornerback Tre'Davious White, and center Mitch Morse, among others, in a salary cap-related roster purge. The moves were necessitated with Buffalo entering the offseason being a projected NFL-high $44 million over the 2024 season cap. Meanwhile, the Washington Commanders are signing veteran tight end Zach Ertz to a 1-year contract worth up to $5 million per an AP source, and the Falcons re-sign linebacker Nate Landman following a breakout season in 2023. He had 2 sacks, 3 forced fumbles, and 7 tackles per loss while adding an interception.
And finally, a baseball transaction from Wednesday saw the Washington Nationals sign free agent outfielder Eddie Rosario Jr. to a 1-year, $4 million contract. I'm David Schuster, AP Sports.